Hello, gluttoneers. Welcome to another episode of High Gluttony. Today, we are making black pepper papads, also referred to as papadoms or papendoms, or one of eight other terms, for this particularly delightful little snack, crackery deliciousness thing. And this is going to be a broken up recording because you have to dry the papadoms for at least 24 hours before cooking them, preferably in sunlight. But before we get to that, I am enjoying a nice little, what is this called? Plum ginger soda today, using the ginger syrup I made for my plum ginger fizz that I enjoyed a couple episodes ago. And just a smidge of Oreos from Foxy Brand. I rediscovered the little jar in my collection, so I'm gonna just have a quick little puff. And then we're gonna talk about papadoms for a few minutes before we get on with the recipe. Puff, puff. We are using a recipe from Serious Eats today. This is black pepper papads by Denise DeSalva Sankey. Denise DeSalva Sankey. I have to double check that later. It says it's a quick side dish or snack. It's not quick because the quickest you can make this is like 8 hours. And we'll get into why, how, what you're doing. And by the end, we'll figure out if it's even worth making them at home. Although apparently you can buy the prepared, like, dough rounds. I was introduced to these through my brother, who lives in the UK, where they have fantastically amazing Indian food, and the fantastic, amazing restaurant around the corner from them makes these large papadoms that are, I don't know, maybe 10 inches in diameter, and they are wonderful. Trader Joe's makes a snack, little tiny, like, chip-like version that is pretty good. I've been enjoying those lately as I've been on the quest to raise my iron levels and trying not to eat potato chips. Those are a good version, but again, it's a store-bought thing. Maybe by the end of this, I'll discover I only want the store-bought thing, but we'll see how it turns out. Let's start with some what is it and origins. They are usually a round, a crispy round. They're fried, made from, well, they're not always fried. They're dry heat toasted sometimes. So either under a broiler or over an open flame if you're not frying them. Typically made from Yurdal flour. Yurdal are a small black bean. They are sometimes referred to as black lentils, but they are not from the same family. They're actually a cowpea or mung bean relative. They are like more like a bean, not a small flat lentil, like lentils. You can make these with lentils, chickpea, rice, tapioca, potato, or millet flours. I suppose that depends on the type. On Wikipedia, I did see, perhaps I saw a jackfruit one, which, man oh man, jackfruit can be anything these days. The name likely originated just from the shape it was being made in, which points to a Sanskrit word that means flattened disc. Basically what it is, a flattened disc. So you knead the dough, then flatten it out into rounds and dry them out. I believe I already said that drying them in the sun is preferred, usually for 24 to 48 hours, and then they're stored. You mean can use them after that, but usually kind of make a bunch of them and then store them. Then we already talked about how they can be fried or toasted under direct flame. They are served with a variety of things like chutney, lime pickle, raitia. Of all the words I looked up for this episode, you'd think I'd looked up that one, so I had some idea. Interestingly enough, papads, or papadom, have actually given rise to one of the most interesting businesses in India. Lijat Papad. Let me tell you the story of Lijat Papad, or at least a super abbreviated version of it, because the Wikipedia page was quite long. And I think maybe I'll have to do a whole episode about this at some point, because this is a company that was started in 1959 by seven women who were just looking to make a living and built an absolute empire. Sorry, let me say, in 1959, it started with a budget of $80 and seven women. In 2021, they made 4.8 billion papads, and these were made by 45,000 women. Absolutely amazing. They do make other products as well. I believe at least some of them are cooking products, but they also seem to have expanded into maybe packaging and things of that nature that kind of go along with cooking things. You need packaging to put those cooking things in, so I assume that's kind of how that came across. So that's kind of an exciting little history here for the Papadom Papads. And I just really wanted to try my hand at making them because I just like trying to make new things. There's a delightful little Indian grocery near me. I bought a big bag of the Uradal flour as well as a big old bag of soba noodles. Oh, sorry. Oh, I gave away the surprise. I bought a big bag of buckwheat. So the next episode will involve soba noodles because I literally was struck on the head the other day to be like, I never really thought about making my own soba noodles before. I'd already bought the buckwheat flour. It wasn't even that. It's just that buckwheat is higher in iron. So got a big bag of that. Figure, you know, I'll give myself a little try at making these papadoms and see how I do with it. So let's get on to the recipe part of this. We are making black pepper papads from Serious Eats. And this involves 1 pound of Uradal flour, 1/2 teaspoon of whole cumin seeds, 1/4 teaspoon of baking soda, 1/4 teaspoon asafoetida. Asafoetida makes an appearance again. 1 1/2 teaspoons of coarsely ground black pepper, kosher salt. I knew there was salt in this recipe and I forgot to add it, so I'm going to have to add it in at this kneading point, which is going to not really be great. But it's going to have to be what is done. Then the recipe calls for 1/4 cup of water. I ended up needing about a cup. I mean, like, I think that the way the recipe was written is a little confusing to me, and I will explain that when I get there. I ended up using pretty much 1 cup of water. I don't know if that's just that it's a little dry here today, humidity is 58%, or if the instructions are just bad. But I also, like, you know how I am about, put the water in the frickin', like, in the ingredients, but maybe sometimes if you're in a humid enough environment, you only need 1/4 cup of water. I don't know. It's not that humid here. You'll also be incorporating 1 tablespoon of vegetable oil into the dough when you make it. I have already made the dough itself, so we'll be moving on with the rest of the recipe beyond making the dough. Equipment is going to be, depending on how you want to cook it, I used a mixing bowl. I'm going to use a rolling pin. I'm definitely going to try all of the different methods. Need a sheet pan for laying them out to dry on. Then I think you can just hold them over a flame with tongs maybe, or sheet pan to put it in the oven under the broiler. Can't remember if that's part of the recipe, but I'll read it to you. We'll find out then. And we'll add any extra equipment at that time. All right, here are the steps. In a mixing bowl, combine the flour, cumin seeds, baking soda, asafoetida, black pepper, and a large pinch of kosher salt. Add 1/2 the water and work into the mixture with your hands. Gradually add more water until the dough just holds together. So many gradualies. Gradually add 1 tablespoon of oil and knead into a very stiff dough. Cover and set aside for at least 2 hours. Remove from the bowl. This is where I am in the recipe, is cover and set aside for 2 hours. Mine's been set aside for 5 hours because I needed a nap. Remove from the bowl. Knead with greased hands until very pliable, about 5 minutes. Using a tablespoon measure, divide into 12 to 15 small balls. Roll each ball into very thin rounds with a rolling pin on a lightly oiled surface. The round should be evenly thin and about 6 inches in diameter. Space the dough rounds on rimmed baking sheets and dry in direct sunlight until totally dry, 24 to 48 hours. Alternatively, dry in the oven at the lowest possible heat for 4 to 6 hours or in a dehydrator. After fully drying, store the papads in an airtight container. To fry, in a cast iron skillet or medium pot, heat a half of an inch of oil over medium-high heat until an instant read thermometer registers 375 degrees. Working one papad at a time, gently lower into the oil, turning once, pressing down with the tongs to submerge it as it cooks until the papad is crisped and bubbly, 15 to 30 seconds. Drain on a paper towel lined tray, then serve immediately. To bake or broil the papads, heat the papads directly over an open flame or grass. Oh my God. Really? Grass grill? Grass grill. This is what we want to say? Fuck. Until lightly toasted, or preheat the broiler to high and broil lightly. Broil until lightly toasted. Serve immediately. So we are going to head over to the kitchen. We're going to do the second knead on this dough with our oily hands. And then we will roll at least a few out on air, probably not all of them. Because I'm thinking I'm going to end up with more than 12 to 15 of these if I'm doing a tablespoon at a time. Maybe not. My brain might be thinking the dough is bigger. Let's move into the kitchen and get started on working on these puppies. Remove it from the packaging first. It is extremely stiff. Yeah, extremely stiff. Don't really know how I'm going to knead this because it is extremely stiff. Oh dear. I'm sure this is supposed to be lightly oiled hands. Oh no, it just is greased hands. Great. Well, I've got some greasy hands now. Oh boy. Oh my goodness. All it keeps doing is falling apart. I do not think I put enough water in this. How are you supposed to knead this into a pliable dough with these instructions? How is this supposed to turn into a smooth dough? This feels impossible. Maybe I should have consulted additional recipes. Like, it seems straightforward. Forgetting that I'm working with a whole new type of thing that I've never worked on before. It's working. It's coming together. Seems to be working. Seems counterintuitive to the fact that legumes, in general, are not really supposed to make a kneadable flour. There's no gluten. So I suppose what I should have looked up is, why this bean? Since there are a bunch of other types of recipes for them, I suppose it's not just this bean. Okay, this is working. It's just not easy. Maybe one of those ones where you say, never again. Oh God, I forgot to put the water in. Or not the water, salt. Get some salt up in here. How bad can it be? I mean, is it supposed to be in a ball? Because I think the dough is smoothing out. It's just not gonna be like one cohesive ball. Am I supposed to feel like I'm getting the work out of the century? Oh, man. It is coming together, though. Oh, boy, is it stiff, though. So I think I needed even more water than I got in here. Wondering if I got confused. I thought for some reason this one said it was like better to weigh this, but I think I might be getting confused with some of the soba noodle recipes I was looking up. All I want to do this weekend is knead.
La la la, kneading some stuff.
Okay, starting to get to the point where I need to oil my hands again.
Starting to get sticky.
This has been at least like 8 minutes of kneading. I think I'm gonna stop because I'm tired. So we're gonna need an oiled surface. Oh, I'm gonna need more oil. Got my sesame oil out, but it's not gonna work. Of course, I have oily hands. Get a little more oil because it's sticking to me already. Oh, we're having an episode of Gretchen's Kitchen is frightfully bare right now. At least in the oil department. Yeah. Oh, shoot. Hang on. Gotta get something to put this on. Oh, well, that worked out perfect. Okay. Now I can't get it off the counter. Fly to the rescue. I guess that's 6 inches across. I'm not very good at that. Well, it just says it needs to be evenly thin, not smooth and pretty all the way around. I have a dough scraper that has, okay, that's probably too much oil now. Some measurements on it, but it is in centimeters. So I'm trying to remember. You've got roughly 25 millimeters per inch. That's 2.5 centimeters per inch, which means 5 is about 2-ish inches. I'm only getting these 4 inches across. Now, how long are these good for once they're dry? Because it just says to store them in an airtight container. Store dry papads in an airtight container for up to 6 months. Well, that answers that question. I've got 4 rolled out now. I am absolutely shocked at how interesting this dough is. Because it is just rather, it's hard to describe the texture. I mean, it's like a really, really stiff dough. But it's not unworkable, it's just very stiff. Oh, this one looks like a heart. I'm gonna continue on with this, and I will see you all in 24 to 48 hours whenever they're completely dry. All right, Gluttoneers, so here is the digestif for the conclusion for the poppadoms. Let's see. Let's gather my thoughts here. As far as cooking methods go, they did dry out about 24 hours, and I did cook some on Saturday. I feel like they weren't really completely dry. They also weren't as thin as the ones that I worked on Saturday, rolling them out. So it's something that you really got to get really thin, so it's pretty much translucent to get the right texture. Ugh. So I tried cooking it over an open flame, which just means over a burner, under the broiler, and then also deep fry, pan fry, because I didn't really deep fry. And frying definitely came up with the best texture. Doing it over an open flame is difficult to get really consistent cooking. I had a lot of the edges burn, especially because all of my edges were cracked. But when it comes down to it, I don't think I'll ever really try making papadom at home again. Now I have a bunch of this flour that I'm going to have to figure out what to do with. So maybe that will be one of the next episodes of High Gluttony. Not something I feel like it's really worth making at home, especially when I know you can actually buy pre-made but not finished. What's the word I'm looking for? Because they're not wrappers. It's like I'm like wrappers, but they're not wrappers. Chips, pre-made chips. So I don't think this is something that I will ever really worry about feeling like I need to make it home again. And also going, why on earth did I think I actually needed to make things at home? I think it was just because I'm just really trying to build up my iron. I was like, oh, they're made of lentil beans type things. Like, lots of iron. Yes, great. Make them at home. Yes, great. No, just never again. So that is the final thoughts on papadoms. Good experiment, but not necessarily something I feel like I'm going to feel compelled to do in the future. So off we go. Gluttoneers. Clap, 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 clap. I could really get to find my coconuts. What did I do? I'm just always gone.